Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
This is the podcast, Friday the 26th of February. Marto and Margot, we did it. Another week in the can. Great show coming up.
10 out of 10. Mm. I reckon I'm going to give that one today.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, nice.
It's a good show.
Which part?
I got a message early this morning from a friend saying, little bit loosey-goosey on the Big Breakfast this morning.
You were.
I think they were referring to you, Marto, not me. I'm always loosey-goosey.
Well, I had Thirsty Thursday and I carried into the night and there I am.
What time did you finish up at the paddo yesterday?
I got home while it was still sunlight.
What time did you encourage everyone to get there? Three.
I was there at 3. Most people arrived at 3:30 or so. Yeah, we were there for a couple of hours.
Being a host, you always have to be the last one to leave. Isn't that good manners?
Oh, I left a few there. Mm. Yeah, I'm not like a general. I don't have to stay there until all my men are accounted for. It's a pub on a Thursday arvo. I'm allowed to go home.
Could you feel your legs by the end of it? Because you said to me after my birthday, which you only stayed a couple of hours for, that you couldn't feel your legs at one point when you stood up after drinking cocktails. Were you drinking cocktails, Marto?
No, I wasn't drinking cocktails. It wasn't an espresso martini. Is that what you call it? Espresso martini? Espresso martini afternoon. It was gold beers.
Gold beers.
And chugging a few of them down and talking bloke stuff.
Yeah.
There are a few chicks there too. We bored you, Dave. Sorry.
No.
Sorry. I'm going
Dave was disappointed with our efforts yesterday in the podcast intro opener. I'd be interested to see if anyone listened to it. Tell us on Monday.
Why?
Yesterday and today's opener for the podcast.
I should listen to a podcast.
Woeful or fun?
What do other people do? what's the gold standard?
I'm having fun.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of shows don't do podcast intros, so we don't even need to be here.
We give you
right
a little
now.
Extra special
this is
bit. This is just...
It's a bit more off the cuff. It's a bit more uncensored. It's a bit more just sort of whatever's on.
All right.
This is where we can say, well, and Dave's not allowed to do anything about it.
If you were to beep that.
I will beep that out.
Okay, well, I will say something. Cannabis oil.
Interesting was that cannabis oil. The CBD oil chat was very interesting.
So that hasn't got the THC in it. So THC, where do you go and pick that up?
Well,
is there another factory when they extract
THC.
It?
Straight THC.
Well, you know Bundaberg rum is a byproduct of the molasses that comes out of the sugar. So, you know, that's what they, you know that story.
Yeah. You know, and
so
the
where's
alcohol.
The THC when they gather the cannabis and then they go, there's little pills to, for your pain. Where's the THC?
Well, like cannabis is made up of 100 compounds.
Is it?
So the CBD oil is just one extract of that compound. So there's lots of different ones.
Yeah, we took the
you
THC.
Just want the THC.
Hey, if you've got pain in your life or someone who's in pain, it might be interesting to hear this, the CBD oil chat, because we did get some
plenty
calls from people who are using it to great effect.
That's real.
We also had some classics like Almost Nearly Died. Craig Lowndes on the show. But let's get underway with another edition of this.
Corey going stalkers, Marco bucking orders, it's time for At Home with the Puckers.
Oh, I don't mean to harp on, but
at
yesterday.
At home with the park.
Yesterday we went to the kids' swimming carnival. It was great to be back in the school grounds. Last year we couldn't go in. And as parents, there was no spectatorship for anything that the kids were involved in last year. No presentations, no awards, no sports events, nothing.
I witnessed it at close range yesterday. Your preparation for your kids' swimming carnival was akin to grand final intensity.
Well, Memphis is the house captain for her house, and she's very excited. You know, she takes these things very
You're
seriously.
You're 11-year-old. How old is she
She's
now?
11. Yeah, she's our eldest. Right. And, you know, she put herself up for house captain, and she got it. And we're very, very proud of her. But she put some extra pressure on herself, Marto, because
well, she knew she
being
would
house
punished
captain, she felt
she
like
get...
she needed to perform and needed to,
lead
you know, set
front.
By example, lead from the front. Mm. All right. And we went along, and it was a great event. Now, traditionally, I am known for being very vocal. By the side of the footy field. No matter what it is, I like to encourage. But Marto, I have to admit, you would be so very proud of me. This was me yesterday. Dave, can you just play that audio that I gave to you this morning from the swimming carnival yesterday?
Margo, you didn't give me any audio from the swimming carnival yesterday.
Yeah, that's right, David, because there was no yelling. I was very silent yesterday. I was a silent spectator.
Were the kids that bad?
Hang on, we have audio from last year's swimming carnival.
Oh, I've heard that.
Go Wiley!
So you mean this wasn't you yesterday?
That was not me yesterday.
Was this because you actually obeyed your 9-year-old son, asked you not to yell out, and you followed the
instructions? He said it was a little bit embarrassing.
Little bit.
And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to listen to their request and respect them and by not yelling at them.
That's incredible.
Because even though I see it as encouraging, yeah, they get embarrassed by it. And they do. They do secretly love it. They did tell me. And then they said they missed it yesterday.
hold on.
Mummy was so quiet. And I said, well, you said it's embarrassing when I yell at you and I cheer you on. So I didn't. I was very, very silent. However, I did work out a way to be able to communicate with them while they're in the pool. Because technically with a swimming cap on and their head underwater, they can't really hear you anyway.
That's why it's wasted.
For your own benefit.
Could I check before you go to that?
Yes.
When you arrived, and I'm figuring surely there's some of the teachers at the school who would have heard you talk about how you're going to the swimming carnival and you planned on yelling. Did any of them take you aside and say, listen, this isn't how we do things?
No, but one did pull me up for entering the swimming area, the non-spectator area, to try and get a video of one of the kids in their lane. So the parents were off to one side and down the side of the pool, but Memphis was swimming on the other side of the pool where all the houses were lined up.
Not good enough for Instagram quality swimming.
So I went around to the other side where her lane was and they said, could you please move back to the parents' area? I was like, I just want to get this video.
Parents that get too close at a school event, that's what you are.
But I figured out a way to communicate with them and to let them know that I'm here for
Laurie
them.
Laurie Lawrence used to have that newspaper rolled up and used to slap his thigh and hit the athlete.
No newspaper, Marto, just my fingers and not the middle one.
What were you doing?
But what I was doing is I was signalling to them as they would come up out of the water to take their breath in, breaststroke or butterfly.
What was the signal?
Where they were coming in the race. So one finger meant first, two fingers meant second, and so on. And so then
like
they
the pit
knew.
Crews put the sign out as the driver goes past.
Yes, I just put my finger out and I was like, I was filming them in one hand and I had my finger up in the other hand, just letting them know where they were in the race. And at the end of it, they said, Mum, that's so much better than you just yelling at us, because when you yell at us, we don't know where we are or what we're doing. But when you tell us what number we're coming, we know we either need to try harder or that we're doing good enough.
This is going to make our show so much better each morning. If you just hold your fingers up and don't talk for 3.5 hours, our show is going to be fabulous.
The only problem with that, Marto, is that when I do the finger thing and not the yelling thing, nobody knows how much of a good parent I am, because when I do this...
Hi, Wiley!
Everybody knows how dedicated I am as a mother.
Everyone goes, who's that mad woman from Cornubia?
Just quick check, how did they go?
Don't encourage her.
They won them all. Yeah,
the Parker kids.
That's what she wanted to say. All that just to tell us that they beat other children.
Yeah, it was a humble brag. Memphis's house did win, which was very exciting. So and we took a couple of blue ribbons home, a red one.
Brizzy, you can all go to work now. Oh, wow.
Going Stockers, Marco Bucking orders, it's time for At Home with the Puckers.
Oh, it's that magic weekend, the first round of supercars for 2021. And how much better is it? It's at Mount Panorama, Bathurst, and a bloke who'll be there, who's already there now, Craig Lowndes. Hello.
Morning, Marto. It's it is beautiful to be back here and back at a racetrack. There's campers in the background. There's up to 10,000 fans that are able to come here and circulate around the outside. There is limited access to the pits by fans, but really, it's just great to see campers back on the hill.
Scott McLaughlin just all of a sudden upped and went to Indy Cars as the defending champion. You've got Jamie Wincup in his last season, the seven-time champion. Is there a real resetting of the totem pole of drivers?
Oh, I think so, Marto. I think there's no doubt. This has probably been the biggest shake-up with drivers changing, not only teams, but manufacturers. We've got a lot of fresh-faced drivers now that are in and willing to step up. And I think that there's no doubt that...
On that point, could you give everyone the dummies guide? What should we be watching for?
Well, at the moment, I think that the form guide for, I reckon, the front end of the field, I reckon Cam Waters, he showed good promise. Chas Mostert, you can't put out Shane Van Gisbergen or Jamie Wincup.
Yeah.
But then you've got some fresh faces, Will Brown, Brody Kostecki, Jay Kostecki, all those guys that have come in and stepped up from Super 2. So it's... We've got us now a program where you can go through the Super 3, Super 2s, and then obviously into Supercar. So it's a great foundation now.
You said one to watch out for, Jamie Wincup, obviously off the back of his retirement announcement for Red Bull Racing. Can we see big things? Has he got a point to prove this year, Lowndesy?
I think he does, and I think that there's no doubt that he's got a bit of pressure off him now that he's now released what he's going to be doing next year and stepping out of the full-time drive, stepping into a management role. He's always said he wanted to do that. I'm a little surprised he's doing it at the end of this year, but look, he's got his own reasons and, you know, good on him. I think that he's definitely set himself up, but I think he's very good at obviously also dividing that side of the business to the race car side of the business, and he'll be focused this year to make sure that this last full-time year is a really positive one.
We are very familiar with ACDC here at Triple M. I hear they're going to be coming on board for the V8 Supercars this year. They're doing the theme song, is it?
Oh, they?
It is. They have, and it's fantastic. I've always been a big fan of them, and Lara and I, every time we used to drive into Bathurst, we always used to put Back in Black on as we drive in because we're back into the mountain.
Oh, spectacular. Well, mate, we're all looking forward to it. First weekend of the year. We've been waiting a while. Enjoy.
Thank you very much, guys. Hopefully everyone stays tuned because it's going to be an exciting weekend.
The Mount Panorama 500 is live and ad break free all weekend on Fox Sports 506. Watch on Foxtel or stream on KO.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Hey, see, last night there was a cannabis oil story on the news. It was about 3 or 4 weeks ago that they said, righto, we're going to sell it in pharmacies. You don't need a referral from your doctor. Yeah. You can wander in and you can buy it off the shelf. Well, I think they're just starting to load them into pharmacies now.
Yeah.
And I thought, what is this, all this business? Now, I don't take many painkillers. I rarely, if I have to, but I have Panadol, I think,
Nurofen.
On me, and Nurofen, and I have Panadeine Forte if something, but that makes me scratch myself and go crazy. And you hear stories, like whenever you hear anyone's gone to hospital, they always get that endone. And that causes so many problems. And
people become addicted to it.
Well, I started watching this story and went, oh, this sounds too good to be true, this cannabis oil. There's no THC or the stuff that makes you high.
No, CBD oil.
Mm. Okay, CBD oil. And this guy, well, here's a guy last night going, used it to get over codeine.
Zane Murray used to go to the doctors for heavy painkillers. Now he's being prescribed medicinal cannabis for his chronic pain after a bad car accident.
I was able to wean myself off the codeine. I haven't used that since. Feel great. Mm-hmm. I have no bad side effects.
I want to know, is this the go? Do you throw out all those things, all those codeine things, and just go this cannabis oil?
Well, a few weeks ago, Marta, when we talked about the fact that they were going to allow this, where you could just get it over the counter, you weren't going to need to script for it, I mentioned to you that I have quite a few people that I know in my life that utilise it. I have a girlfriend that uses it for her son who has epilepsy, and it helps keep his seizures at bay. I have another girlfriend.
I've heard it's wonderful for that. Anxiety?
Anxiety. Another girlfriend uses it for insomnia. I know somebody that uses it for migraines. And I also, we have a friend that uses it. They have replaced their Voltaren intake for sore ankles and sore
joints
feet,
and stuff,
joint pain. They're now using CBD oil.
So where did they get it? They got referred by a doctor.
But
now anyone, any muggins can go in and grab it.
It is only small doses that you can get over the counter unprescribed, but it is available. And in those small doses, it does have benefits and relief for some. We always advise, you know, to seek out your own medical advice and see a doctor for anything. But it does seem to have its benefits and it's helping people.
Can we spread it out? Is there anybody listening right now who knows benefits, who's taken it, whose mother taken it, whose child's taken it, whose partner's taken it,
you
whatever?
You need to peel away the stigma of it because everybody's like, oh, you smoke dope or whatever. No, it comes in an oil form. You put it orally under your tongue and it's actually helping people.
Can we get some positive messages if there are any from our listeners? And where does it come from? Do they just grow up from the same sort of thing? Like, it's all a weed. It seems too easy.
Mm.
We keep hearing good stories. Is it mythical or is it true? Who we got there?
Chris from Tungalpa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good. CBD oil. We're trying to peel back the layers of what it is and the stigma that's attached to it. What do you know about CBD oil?
CBD oil is basically you're only using one component. Well, it's not just one component, but there's a whole different range of CBD. So there's CBD, CBA, CBB, CBC. So there's a whole different lot of compounds.
It's about 60, I think, isn't it, or something? 60 compounds that they use to get CBD oil.
Yeah.
Pretty much, but there's CBD is the one that they're touting as the one that's doing a lot of the pain relief and anti-inflammatory, anti-nausea, anti-anxiety, all that sort of stuff.
But you sound like you're on top of it. How come?
Well, an ex-girlfriend of mine, her mum had ovarian cancer. She was about 70 years old, looked like she was about 10 months pregnant that's the first time I ever met her.
Yeah, all bloated,
Yeah, we put her onto, a friend put us onto the CBD oil from the States, which is what they call a cold pressed oil. So it's not heated or anything. It doesn't convert any of the compounds from, like THC, does not become activated, so you don't get high or anything like that.
The psycho, yeah.
Yeah, but all the other components, so the CBD, CBAs, all those, they all still work perfectly to do exactly what you need it to do. So it could be insomnia or anti-nausea or...
But it seems to be a cure-all. So we're saying it fixes anxiety and pain and everything else. How did it go for her cancer?
Fantastic. She went from looking like 10 months pregnant down to having all the tumours shrink. They operated, they removed the last of the tumours, and she was back to normal. She passed away about 2 years later from another unrelated incident.
Wow. But, so you're a believer, Chris?
Huge believer. I used to give it to my cat, who used to have seizures, and you'd give him one drop and he would snap out of a seizure and he'd be fine.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How did you work out the dosage for a cat?
Well, it came on the bottle. So the stuff I got from the States was...
It was specifically for cats?
Well, they would sell it as a pet... Friendly.
Wow.
It sounds like a miracle.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
Thanks, Chris.
It's definitely not something that you would use in aid as a cure for something, but it's definitely something that you could use alongside. No, it doesn't cure cancer.
Well, that's what it sounded like there.
No, it helps as a treatment for pain relief and relieving symptoms.
I'm not a doctor.
I think we need to specify that. Tammy from Logan Home, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good. CBD oil. We're asking if any of our listeners use it or are familiar with it.
I'm looking for miracles. Do you know any, Tammy?
Well, all I can say is my husband takes 180 milligrams of morphine a day for his condition.
That's not good for you.
That's not good for you.
No, it's not. And upwards of that on bad days. Yeah. He's on autoimmune injections as well to stave off the disease that he has. So he has ankylosing spondylitis, which is not a very well-known spinal disease, but it is debilitating. So they cannot get out of bed on a daily basis, things like that. CBD oil to him makes a massive difference. So it is an anti-inflammatory.
Yep.
So with his spinal condition, he continues to grow bone between his joints.
And
each day when he does his physio, he has to break the bones continually for him to be able to move. So the pain is very intense.
Oh, Tammy.
The CBD oil, it helps to reduce the inflammation because it causes a lot of inflammation between the joints, that sort of thing. So it does help with his movement, that sort of stuff.
Tammy.
And it's not a cure, but it does help to partner with the other things. And as you said, the side effects of these other medications, I mean, they're a last resort. You don't want to be giving out morphine like it's candy.
Yeah.
You just don't. It's nasty stuff. Highly addictive.
So it's a game changer for you guys.
It is indeed. It's so expensive, though, I must say.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. How much does it cost you, Tammy? And now that it's readily available over the counter.
Well, it's not. It's not readily available. That's the myth at the moment.
Oh, okay.
They keep saying that it is. It's not. We still have to get a prescription for the strength that we need.
Mm-hmm.
The dietary forms are available over the counter, but they're not in the strength that you need for strong pain.
Okay.
So we still go to Plant Med at the moment, which is our practice. There's a number of doctors there. They're all fully qualified. They know their stuff. They're at the top of the game in this industry. They've got all the latest products, which are thoroughly tested, certified. It's just the same as you're taking any other medication. It is a genuine alternative to other medications. If you've tried other things, it's not doing it for you. Go and see your doctor, your GP, whatever. Get a referral. And check it out. There are multiple medical cannabis practices out there. It's
that are
the
helping
start
people.
Of a whole new industry.
Tammy,
it is helping. It's genuine life-saving stuff.
You have been so informative.
Yes.
Thank you, Tammy. That's great. And good luck with your husband, too. That's
unreal.
Wonderful. Thank you
so much for your calls.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Hey, we better say thank you because this week's been a special one with our sporting lender hands to a few of the big sports clubs around town.
Massive week here, Marto. Obviously, we've been trying to do a good deed for the community by getting and encouraging kids to do sport. But it's really, really tough. Registration fees are expensive. So we thought, what are we going to do? We're going to pay those fees for them. Well, not us. But we're going to get our friends out there in Brisbane
there
to do it.
Gretel Tippett from the Firebirds helped us out with a little netballer. Then Liam Wright helped us out with a rugby player.
Yeah, Dane Zorko came in from the Lions. And, of course, David Fifita from the Titans. So we covered off all of the grassroots codes that we could this week to try and help some families out who are doing it tough.
It's Triple M's Lend a Hand.
Mike from Mango Hill.
Yeah, no, small business, only single income. So, you know, things were were tough already, but they went backwards and just stayed that way.
Things got so bad that you and the wife had to sell your car and all you got is your work truck.
Correct, yeah. So that makes it really tough.
Dane Zorko, captain of the Lions, with us, mate.
Us at the Lions would love to pay for Alex's registration fees this year, obviously help out with his equipment, maybe some Brisbane Lions merchandise as well, mate. So
that's absolutely fantastic.
Kylie is a mother of three.
I was going to have to tell Arian at the end of this week that I wouldn't be able to come up with the money. Yeah, he plays for Redcliffe Dolphins.
Oh.
Third season.
David Fifita, have you heard of him, Kylie?
We have.
I'm just here to say that Titans and us here at the Titans will look after the registration fees for the Redcliffe.
Best thing I can happen.
Party from Westlake.
Righto, we've been told you got a son, Jet. He plays down at Ipswich Rangers Rugby Union Club, but because of all the financial problems, you might have to pull him out. We have got the Reds captain, Liam Wright, with us right now.
We're really sorry to hear what you're going through, Heidi, and the Reds are happy to come on board and pay your kids' fees this year.
That's a huge help.
Gary from Jimboomba is a dad of two daughters who just want to play netball, don't they, Gary?
That's right.
It's one of the harder conversations you'll have to do is to tell your kid no.
That's it.
To something she loves.
Gretel Boetta from the Queensland Firebirds joins us. Good morning, Gretel.
Good morning. How are you going?
Hey, yeah, Gretel. You've got some good news for Gary, do you?
Yes, we would love to help Brianna get back in the Jimboomba rep team and back playing. So we're happy to pay for the fees and get her playing in 2020. Keep loving it and don't put too much pressure on yourself. Just go and do what you love.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Once again, we introduce our great mate and super comedian, Rob Brown. Hello, mate.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Not bad.
Fantastic day in Brisbane.
Now, listen, you told us...
I was going to say, you're wearing a shirt with Ron Burgundy on it, so he's kind of a big deal. You could have maybe said that, Marto. Rob Brown's with us. He's kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal. It's on his shirt.
What's been happening, Rob?
Oh, mate, I've been working, thankfully. Been getting gigs, which is nice to have happen again. It's rare.
Where are we, pubs or corporates?
Corporates, mainly.
How good? What is it? It's good to be back.
It's great to be
performing because the arts really suffered, and comedy, we know, with all of our comedians that come on and tell us with lockdowns and border restrictions, they get stuck in cities and they can't get out.
Yep.
They can't get home, and it's just been a bit of a nightmare.
Oh, look, here's the truth as well, Margot, is that I love making people laugh. That's what I do.
Yeah.
You know, even when I was at school, teachers say, you know, Rob, what you're saying is funny, but can you save it for after class? Mm. I go, well, no, because that'd stuff up the timing. But it would. I love making people laugh. The worst thing at school is when you're making people laugh is usually they're laughing at teachers, so you end up getting in trouble. So I'll bring joy to others and end up suffering.
Yes.
Does that sound like Jesus? No. Correct?
I'm not Jesus,
obviously. I'm real.
You talk about school.
Yes.
You're not a spring chicken anymore. What did you do after school? I've never asked you.
Oh, I've had loads of jobs. Actually, the other day when you were talking about first day on the job stuff or stuff ups, I remember one. I was an apprentice refrigeration mechanic, and it was my first day on the job, on my own doing a job in a woman's house replacing a compressor in her fridge. So,
How far into the apprenticeship?
I was in my second year.
Right. Okay. You should have known what you were doing, sort of.
Safe. The tradie had already removed the compressor, it was just sitting there.
You just had to put a new one in. Simple, easy.
Easy peasy. So I turn up this house, beautiful home, woman shows me in, big kitchen, really big with the big timber door cupboards and the big island bar, and they had that cork floor, you know, that varnished cork flooring on. It was nice. It was really pretty. So anyway, I bring the fridge out and I set the compressor in. I get my oxy set so the big flame's ready, and I kneel down to weld or solder the compressor in, and the flames touch the back, you know, the condenser, the black thing on the back, the wiry thing on the back of your fridge.
Yeah.
Well, that's covered in dust. So my flame has touched that, and this big bluey red flame has just raced up the back of the fridge, entered at the top like a poor firework. I should have yelled, Shazam!
Wow, that's spectacular.
Congratulations, your fridge is fixed. Ta-da! Little David Copperfield action at the back. This woman's mortified. I'm going, okay, it's all right. It's okay. This
happens
can't get any worse. I reach down. I start soldering the compressor on. A dollop of solder has fallen off the end of my torch onto the ground, onto the cork tile.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't know if you know anything about cork tiles. Not the most heat resistant of all floorings.
No, I couldn't imagine.
So it's about a centimetre across, just sitting there. I'm looking at it. She's looking at it.
She's a watcher.
She's watching this.
No,
right?
Over the shoulder.
I panicked and I flicked it with the back of my hand.
What?
I thought it would just vanish. Yeah. I didn't think it would turn into 12 smaller balls. and race across the entire floor.
You just burnt holes all through her cork.
So we're both standing there looking at these 15 holes that I've now burnt all over her floor. Then she makes a sound like something else is wrong. I turn to my left. I'm holding my oxy torch against her cupboard door.
Oh, no.
It's still going.
It's still going.
And they're timber.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it didn't burn the house down, but you're not polishing that out. So, but I stuck around. I put the compressor in.
Not a good first day on the job by yourself.
No, no. And hence why I'm not a fridgie.
Yeah. How much longer did you last?
Oh, not long.
You didn't
not
get
long.
To the end.
No, no. They restricted me to changing bulbs and refilling ice trays.
Give us that gas bottle.
That was it.
You had to turn to your backup career, a comedian.
Yeah. That's it.
What's my plan D?
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Or Thirsty Thursday yesterday afternoon. A lot of people going, where's Margo? I'm going to swimming carnival and la, la, la.
I know. I'm so sorry I couldn't be there
time.
To join you for the inaugural
you
Thirsty
come next
Thursday. I'll be there next time.
I'm glad we're only doing it once a month. We used to do it once a week because Fridays are a little bit difficult after Thirsty Thursday at the Paddo.
Bit of a success, Marto. You came in this morning saying that it was a great afternoon.
God, I love our listeners. They're so wonderful. And hello to Dolly and Marty and Ash and Rob. Rob from Bar. Remember yesterday morning?
We haven't heard from him for a while.
No, he was on the quiz, the 5:30 quiz for anyone who's just joining
I'm
us.
I'm thinking Rob from Maruka.
No.
Rob from Barden, of course.
Finally got to meet him. What a great bloke. Lays floors. We had a great chat about laying floors. He's an expert. Anyway, he's really clever.
Mm-hmm.
So he was there in his high vis, said I needed to come down and say hello.
Yeah,
and
say g'day. I'm
so happy. And then I turn around and I saw... Now, do you remember this name? Because everyone, we do have callers who'll call once a month or sometimes once a fortnight.
Yeah, some of you just like to listen and never call. Some of you call for the first time. And then we have our callers who love to ring in and have a chat all the time.
Chucky from Bucket.
Oh, Chucky.
And we always look, oh, here's Chucky. And we have a quick chat to him. All right, so I meet Chucky yesterday. He dropped in.
Come down.
He's from Bucket.
But he came all the way into the paddo see your mug.
No, he's doing a job up at Barden or something and was going past and dropped in. So I have any yarn. What a great fella.
Good guy.
He was my pick of the afternoon. So Chucky and I have a yarn. And then I did have my recording device on, and he knows this, so it's not a concern, okay? His wife died. It was a sad story. 39 years.
Just recently.
In December.
Last year.
No, November. November.
End of last year.
So I hope you don't mind me telling
Chucky,
this story,
if you're listening.
I did tell him, I might mention on radio, 39 years and 2 weeks. So we had a little bit of a man hug.
Yeah.
And just went, well, Dave, it's tough.
Yeah. You
know, I don't want to get teary about it, but I was so sorry for him. And I went, how are things now? Like, he went, well, she died suddenly. It wasn't, you know, it just came out of
unexpected.
Nowhere. Okay. So I said, how are things now? Greatest response ever. In my opinion, to how things going since then, because it gets lonely after all
it
that
does,
time.
Yeah.
Chucky.
I bought an 85-inch TV and got Netflix.
When your wife died?
Just after.
Because she wouldn't let you have the 85.
No, I couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
She wouldn't let me have Netflix, and I couldn't afford the TV, but then insurance paid out.
Gotta love that insurance payout. Jesus.
Didn't see
Chucky.
That.
85-inch TV.
An 85-inch TV.
What a man.
I'm sure
these are the people that you meet on these Thursdays.
I'm sure he consoled himself for a few months first and then,
got
over his sadness of losing his wife for
39
years.
He didn't go to Harvey Norman 2 days after the funeral. I think he was classy.
Wouldn't let me have a TV.
Okay. So then I go.
Or Netflix. What's he binge-watching, Marto? Did you ask him?
Yes. Yes. Peaky Blinders.
Oh, it's a good show.
He watched all 5 series in 2 nights. Anyway, Chucky was a bit short on tiling sleep. All right, there was one other. I just have to mention one other thing because I've got a mate lives down at Bucken and I've never visited his house, okay? He always comes up this way. And I said, what's going on down at Bucken? All right, which is the funniest. Of course, it's a silly name because it rhymes with something else, correct? Anyway, so
for those
I'm talking
who don't know where Bucken is at the back of Beanley.
Yeah,
Homeview,
Logan
King's
Home, down that way.
Yeah.
A great place. He's on a few acres, all right?
Beautiful.
So I start going because I love mowing, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, of course.
He would have some yard to mow.
Ride-on lawnmower. Thought we'd be going down that. No ride-on lawnmower.
Are you on acreage?
Yeah, 2.5 acres, yeah.
Ride-on mower.
2 sheep.
Have you really?
Yeah. 2 sheep and about 6 geese.
Right. You've heard how when's livestock got into your house and they come in?
I actually rang up one morning.
Oh, did you?
My granddaughter opened the back door and the 2 sheep come in.
I remember when he rang about that. 2 sheep. Who needs a lawnmower?
Two
just get animals.
And 6 geese. What a man. I love our listeners.
Good on you, Chucky.
The Big Breakfast. Triple M.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
What do we do on Friday around this time? Almost nearly died. Ugh, I was asking people yesterday at the paddo, actually, almost nearly died. Everyone's got an almost nearly died story.
You know who's got one?
Hey.
Tiger Woods.
Oh, of course he has.
I thought I could get away with whatever I wanted to. I felt that I had worked hard my entire life and deserved to enjoy all the temptations around me. I felt I was entitled. Thanks to money and fame, I didn't have to go far to find them.
Yeah, that's
a worse almost nearly died story than mine out at Peel Island on the boat last weekend.
Oh, my God.
I almost nearly died, Marto. I know you don't care and you dismiss it and say that I'm being dramatic.
You were being dramatic.
But there was a moment where I feared that I was going to die.
There was a bloke. Hold on. There was a wind blew up while you were at Peel Island. Like, you're comparing yourself and you made it home safely.
I was in a 2 metre tinny.
In a very safe.
With all of my children.
And it was windy.
It was windy.
And you had life jackets.
It was 8 metre swells.
Fine. We have a man who was driving at high speeds and rolled up to 8 times in his hospital with badly fractured legs. Yeah. Tiger Wood, the greatest golfer in the world. Look, what does the headline say? Lucky to have lived.
Lucky to have lived.
All right. There was a bloke fell off a container ship travelling between New Zealand and Pitcairn Island the other day. He was in the Pacific Ocean for
16 hours. Jesus.
If he knew our phone number. He could ring us and say, Margo, stop carrying on about the
pathetic
Peel Island
excuse.
Incident. We want proper, almost nearly died prizes. 133353.
Yeah. Did you just say prizes?
They're available.
There are prizes.
If you came a lot closer to death than Margo recently. Or it doesn't even have to be recently. It can be when you were a child, when your brother tried to drown you or something. Almost nearly died. We've had some of the greatest callers over the last month or 6 weeks of this.
Warwick Kappa. What was it again?
Oh, yeah.
Others.
Bee stung him or something. No.
What's that thing where you nearly appendicitis. Appendicitis. Jeez, I couldn't think
of it. Actually, I didn't want to say it to him because he was a guest at that stage. But
Prince Philip, kidney infection.
He called up.
Yeah, he's 99. If anyone calls up and they're 99, I'm calling them out going, you're going to die something soon.
I'm sorry. I almost died.
You're being silly. There's a number of text messages to my phone and also the burner phone going, tell Margo to pull her head in terms of that Vietnam incident where you managed to cross a road without getting hit by a car.
20 million people in a very small city. It's dangerous,
Have you ever fallen out of a taxi doing 60 k's an hour around a roundabout?
I haven't, no.
Oh, I have.
Have you?
Yes.
Really?
I don't want to talk about it.
Was it a taxi or an Uber? Is that why you're
New Zealand taxi. We were on tour. It was a big night.
Tell us.
I fell out and did a roll, and that was it.
Did you play in the next match?
No problems.
Like Swiss Army roll?
Yeah, of course. Amazing. Your shoulder and roll.
Did you hurt yourself?
I could have died, though.
You did it, though.
Thanks, Dave. Go to Colin.
Colin from Inala. Yes. Dig us out of the hole, mate. 133353. When did you almost nearly die? What happened?
Well, many, many years ago, I was working as a contract cleaner, and when in the Meyer Centre, remember down the very bottom when there was Butler's Emporium and everything was being built.
Remember when they had the pirate ship, Colin?
I was doing the initial cleaning after the refurb downstairs. So I'm cleaning up after builders and stuff, and in a room where I was cleaning, I didn't realise was the main power board for the Meyer Centre. I was vacuuming up sawdust and stuff, and guess who bumped the main power board with the vacuum cleaner? Me.
Oh, dear.
What happened? And I saw a flash, and it threw me back through a wall. And the vacuum cleaner I was holding, luckily I was holding the rubber plastic handle, but it burnt two holes in the end of the metal vacuum cleaner where I touched the thing.
Were you on your own?
I was with a whole crew. There was guys working and crew and everything, but the whole Meyer Centre went through them, shut down. Jesus. We had security come down wondering why lifts stopped. Escalators stopped, the lights all went down.
You okay now? Yeah. Well, any repercussions?
I have this nervous tick every now and then. No, I'm all good. Yeah, I was lucky, so.
Colin, as a cleaner, can I ask, as a professional cleaner, have you ever been asked to do a deep clean of anything?
That was many years. I don't clean now, thank God. But I did some nasty cleans.
There was some deep cleaning happening down in Canberra, I believe. So I was just wondering.
Colin, just leave Colin on there. I just need to apologise to him. Dave, did I hear you play the zapping electricity noise?
Yeah.
Do it again.
Okay.
Go on. That's not funny. Yellow card yourself, mate.
No.
Sorry, Cole.
I was painting the picture,
Colin.
That
is so rude to our listeners.
I was supporting your story.
You're a disgrace, Dave.
I'm a supporting person.
0848 410 1045 on the burner phone. A couple come through. Shannon from Redland Bay said she almost nearly died when her dad ran over her head in a motorbike accident.
What? What?
She was knocked out for an hour. Shannon's okay.
Shannon, get back to us with another text. Was it on purpose or accident?
Sam from Namarangba has also texted through. He said he almost nearly died when he criticised his mum's cooking.
Yellow card, Sammy. He's as stupid as Margo. Phil from Sunnybank Hills. Come on, mate. Get us back on track. Almost nearly died.
Yeah, hit by a bull in Kelpe in Spain.
Oh, that'll do it.
Well, that was silly. What did you do that for, Phil?
Because he was drunk.
He hit me in the groin where men don't want to be hit. Oh. Opened me up from stem to stern, 26 stitches, and missed the main artery by, I don't know, millimetres.
Now, they tell me the running of the bulls, there's people are drinking a lot, which isn't good for you, and then you run and taunt the bulls. That's how it happened?
It's exactly how it happened, and I had the video camera out, and I was watching the video camera, not really focusing on the bull.
Oh.
Trying to get it for your Instagram, weren't you, Phil?
I was, and I paid the penalty, and I've got it still on video, and I've got the photos from the partner's perspective as well.
So stitches run from what, sternum down to groin?
Yeah, the whole, from stem to stern, so like opened up the entire groin area.
Gotcha.
That was spare
one of the little fellas was hanging loose.
Okay.
Phil.
Oh. That's all right.
No, it's just every male listening has tensed up a little bit.
Oh, there you go. Couldn't say little fellas.
No. It's a great story, though.
You scallop, didn't you, Phil?
Hey, Phil, we're going to give you a super wash from Hoppy's Hand Wash Cafe, open 7 days a week with 10 sites throughout Brisbane and the Gold Coast.
That's good. Well, we've already given the prize away, but there's one, just late ones come through on the burner phone. You want to do it?
0484-10105.
No name.
No name. Almost nearly died. Hanging upside down on a stripper pole and fell off. Had to be medevaced out there. Ended up with a fractured neck.
That's unbelievable. Is that a bloke? That's got to be a girl, surely.
Pole dance responsibly, everyone.
No, thank you. Almost nearly
died. That was Triple M's Big Breakfast.
God, you do so much for this town.
Triple M.